Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. This goes on and on, the most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of stuff to get into here this afternoon. There was a great week of professional wrestling that has now passed. We had some awesome matches in the WWE Cruiserweight Classic, including the Tommaso Ciampa Johnny Gargano main event on the show. We also have the New Japan G1. If you have not been on my Twitter lately, I have issued a command that everybody go and watch the Ishii versus Okada and Tanahashi versus Marufuji matches from a couple of days ago. This is not from the show that went up last night, although we can talk about that show as well with Mike Sempervivi. These two matches were great. And in fact, the Ishii versus Okada match was, I'm pretty sure, the best match I've seen all year. Last night on Wrestling Observer Radio, Dave Meltzer disagreed. Thought the AJ Styles match at the Tokyo Dome was better. Maybe it was. All I know is I thought this was awesome. Filthy Tom Lawler thought it was the best match he's seen all year. If you've seen this match, I want to hear your thoughts. And if you've not seen this match, I further command you to go watch it. It is available on New Japan World. And I got to tell you something, if you're a fan of wrestling, the $9.99 that you pay monthly for the WWE Network was, I thought, justified this past week, just from the great matches on the Cruiserweight Classic, as well as NXT and really everything else you get on the network, and the 999 yen that it costs for New Japan World at njpwworld.com. Worth it to see those matches in the G1. So check those out. We'll also talk when we come back from the break about WWE versus Conor McGregor. I got a lot to say. Back in a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. A lot of stuff to talk about here today. Before the break, I said I was going to be talking about Conor McGregor, and I will talk about him in just a moment, but we must get Mike's thoughts on the G1, particularly the Okada Ishii match, as well as Tanahashi versus Marufuji, all from a couple of days ago, all available on NJPWWorld.com, 999 yen, which is about $8.33 or something of that nature. I thought this Ishii match was so awesome. I have no words to describe how great this match was. Besides these stupid words like awesome and cool. Mike, what did you think?
It was cool. It was really cool. It was the bestest. It was the most awesomest. You got to make up words. That's how good it was. And I don't know if it was the match of the year. I don't know if there's been a lot of great matches this year. There's a lot of styles out there that people like. And here's the thing, though. No matter what style you like, watch this match and compare it to those other ones if you want. But whatever you do, watch this match. Because if you're a fan of professional wrestling, if you're a fan of sports entertainment, if you're a fan of a fight, no matter what you're a fan of, you're probably going to get into this match. This was one of the benefits of when your company treats things as seriously as possible. Yes, you are sports entertainment, but when you treat all of the proceedings and the guys and the matches with a level of importance and a level of respect that you just don't have here in America, at least on a major level when it comes to WWE, and certainly not with TNA, you're able to have situations where Tomohiro Ishii, who has been in the wrestling business for seemingly forever now, was never going to be a guy on anybody's radar in a big major company, who in the last several years came in as just this Midland free agent signing and has worked his way into stardom by having match of the year's candidates against a wide variety of opposition. And the only question with him is, could he actually get a title run one day? Could he actually be a title competitor one day? Will he ever get a title match one day? Especially when that title is held by a guy that's in his posse, Kazuchika Okada. And they have this story playing out where Okada's been banged up. She's been banged up too, but Okada's really been banged up because he's the world champion competing in this G1 competition where everybody gets banged up and you never know who can win a match on a certain night. And you have Ishii taking advantage of that by taking the fight to Okada like this was a real fight, taking advantage of all of the weaknesses that Okada's been showing and playing up to his strengths. And they had a great back and forth battle. It was as sporting as you can get in a lot of ways, but still having a lot of the sports entertainment flair, just enough of that of what you need. And it was just really, like you said, there aren't enough words to really describe how great this match was. And
well, let me give you some more then.
Go ahead.
As Mike is talking about right here, one of the keys I thought to this match was Ishii. Dave, last night, wasn't sure that he had ever beaten Okada. I don't think he has. Can we remember a time where he's ever beaten Okada?
I don't think so, no.
Okay. Now, sometimes when you have a guy who's never beaten another guy, when they beat the guy, there's got to be some sort of gimmickry about it, or there's got to be some sort of story, or there's got to be this, or there's got to be that. in this match last night, or whatever night it was, Ishii beat this man, and he beat him. I mean, he beat him. He was the better man. Now, you could tell a story that maybe 9 times out of 10, Okada will be the better man. But you know what? On this night, he was not an equal. He was a superior. And so when you ask, could this man ever be the champion? When I got done watching that match, I was like, of course this man could be the champion. This man is the best wrestler in the world, and he just proved it in this match right here. Now, can I suspend my disbelief in these matches and believe that he's going to be like a long-term champion for many years to come? Probably not. But you know what? I believe, after watching that match, that on any given day, this man can beat any professional wrestler in the world, and it is a testament to how great professional wrestling can be when you protect people and when you have wins and losses that matter, and you hold off big wins for certain times, and you do them in the right way. And the meaning behind this match, it was just amazing. Forget the match itself. The finish. You had the finish, the match itself, the story of the match. It was all so great. It was the best match of the year. I'll just tell you right now.
Yeah, I mean, and it's, I'm not going to, it's hard to deny anybody that says that. It really is, because that's how great it was. And, you know, it also shows that it's why it's good to go back to some of the sporting aspects, because of everything that you just said there. When you present this thing as sport, then it gives you options. She has always been lurking in the shadows. A lot of talk has been, you know, what was this year's, you know, from last year's this year's January 4th show, what is it going to be now that Nakamura is going to be gone, with Styles is going to be gone, Tanahashi's getting older, Okada obviously is over the hump, but where are we really at looking at 2017's Dome Show? And the obvious answer has been Tetsuya Naito and Okada, obviously. One of the other answers has been Katsuyori Shibata, which seemed to be the other one, but then also out in the distance has been Tomohiro Ishii, and he is such a cult favorite that has crossed over to such an extent with pro wrestling fans that even you can hate the headbutts, you can hate aesthetics about Ishii, but it is hard to deny him at this point that he is a major player who, like you said, has got the appearance now of being able to beat anyone at any time, because even though Okada was banged up, just like in sport, this wasn't a one-punch lucky shot. This wasn't a beaten-down guy who was dragging his leg into the ring and Ishii took advantage of it. This, when portrayed as sport, was about as 50-50 as you could get. Yeah, Okada's weakened, but so is Ishii in all of this stuff. And like you said, this wasn't a Brock Lesnar-John Cena type of beating, but it was a clear-cut victory that, again, established Ishii now as a player into that big six where, look, Kenny Omega's not that guy, and I'm sorry, and I like Kenny Omega a lot, but I never looked at him as one of New Japan's big six. He can float in and out of there. That's cool and everything. But when you talk about the players of Okada and Naito and a couple other guys, Shibata, he's not one of the guys. Ishii sure is, and New Japan kind of giving him that gold star with this match with Okada, with the response that it's gotten from almost everyone across the board, it's going to be hard to keep denying him and keeping him out of that real, real top echelon mix.
All right, so the Lesnar one isn't a good example, because Lesnar was already a star. But if you take that SummerSlam match where Daniel Bryan hit the knee on John Cena and beat him clean in the middle of the ring, that's what we're talking about here. And to play devil's advocate, while you're right about taking a more sporting aspect to this, it's not even sport. And I'm going to give an analogy that I don't even know a lot about it, but that will strengthen my analogy. When I was a little kid, my mom loved the television show Perry Mason, which was like a court show where Perry Mason was his attorney, and he would go in there, and there would be some sort of murder or whatever, and he would solve the case at the end of the show. I never watched this show. But I remember asking my mom one day, has Perry Mason ever lost a case? And she was like, oh yeah, it happened one time. And she told me everything about it. And the point was, it wasn't a sporting event, but it was the fact that in this television show, Perry Mason was protected. Just like any comic book, like a comic book superhero, a Superman or a Batman or whoever. I mean, it's not a sporting event, but these superheroes are always protected. They always special. Win in the end. And when something happens where the bad guy, the villain, actually puts one over on the superhero, Like, every superhero fan could tell you every single aspect about that. Whereas if you had a Superman comic and the villain won half the time, and Superman won the other half, I mean, these superhero fans would forget about half the times he won and lost. They couldn't even tell you any details about it. It's not even sporting. It's about you've got to protect your stars. And that way, when you need to create a new star, whether it's a comic book or a court show or whatever, you can create one easily by giving that person a victory over whoever the unbeaten guy is. They don't even do that! Whether it's sports, entertainment, or wrestling, they can't even get that straight. Anyway, I gotta talk about Conor McGregor after the break. Speaking of gimmicks, Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at Guitar Center. We often hear those stories about the boy or the girl behind the track, but not so often is there such a mystery behind a person featured on a record cover. Find out how one 19-year-old woman accidentally cycled into photographer Joel Bernstein's iconic shot of Bruce Springsteen on New Jersey's Asbury Park boardwalk in 79, only to be tracked down over 30 years later by fans. With me, Carrie Cooper, over at Focus on Rock.
It's here, the biggest guitar sale of the year, Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Save up to 20% on over 120,000 brand name guitars, basses, and amps. Get huge deals on the hottest brands like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, and more. Over 65,000 guitars under $500. Save up to 15% off select pedals from brands like Dunlop, Boss, Digitech, and Line 6. Plus, get promotional financing on participating vendors when you use your Guitar Center gear card. Don't miss Guitarathon, Thursday through Sunday, only at Guitar Center. Subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right. So there was a press conference the other day. Conor McGregor and Nate Diaz, they got a fight coming up, a rematch. And I cannot even read everything that Conor McGregor said in this press conference because we're on over-the-air radio. But anyway, he buried all of the WWE wrestlers. The only ones that he respects are the McMahons, Triple H, and The Rock. What a shocker. I'm surprised he didn't say Ric Flair, but he didn't. So anyway, those guys he respects, everybody else he does not respect. This was in response to a question of whether he would cross over to pro wrestling after all of Brock Lesnar's success and that sort of thing. So anyway, Mike and I just spent 10 full minutes raving about professional wrestling, how much we love professional wrestling. I was a professional wrestler for a long time. I am so embarrassed, not by all professional wrestlers, but man, they are coming out of the woodwork today, cutting promos on Conor McGregor. We've got Roman Reigns here.
Not even good ones before you even get into these. Let me preface this by saying, in most cases, not even good ones in the way that you would consider a WWE mid-carder to be, basically as geeks. These are not money promos that these Twitter fingers are punching out there. It's mostly, seemingly legitimately hurt feelings.
Roman Reigns says, "You're the size of my leg, shut up." Spelled "you're" wrong. He later corrected it.
Then called us geeks.
Curtis Axel challenged him to a fight. He's so mad, he will mop up McGregor, he says. We have, actually, Rusev was in character. I won't read his. Baron Corbin, white belt Naga performer. "I beg to differ, kid," he says. Kurt Angle tells him to get his head out of Dana White's buttocks. Bubba Dudley says, "I would pay good money to see Kurt Angle stretch the notorious MMA and make him tap." Big E says, "Would you prefer to let us find out individually or have us all line up at once? I know your time is valuable. Dolph Ziggler, "I volunteer as tribute. Just need to drop 40 pounds and find where every dude in Brooklyn gets their haircut." Dolph Ziggler mocking Conor McGregor's haircut. Sasha Banks, "Bring it." Titus O'Neil, "Not a fan of foolish behavior on social media." This is the irony of ironies. "I'd welcome Conor McGregor to any WWE show, and we can go from there."
I'd like to see Titus and Conor not at a WWE show, just locked in a room somewhere. I'm not saying that they, well, I don't know.
I mean, listen, I can understand fans, and I guess a lot of fans were upset because Conor today goes, "I didn't mean no disrespect," which I guess means he did disrespect because he says, "I don't mean no disrespect" to the WWE fans. "What I meant to say was that I'd slap the head off your entire roster and twice on Sundays." I can understand fans.
Just like guys in the business used to work twice on Sundays.
Maybe being mad at Conor.
Why?
But because I can understand some fans not understanding what's happening here.
Grapple pride?
But how in the world, as a professional wrestler, especially like a WWE professional wrestler who is on the road and I'm sure has been in many car rides and talked to old school agents, how can you not get what's going on here? How can you not spot a worker a mile away? Now, to be fair, like I said, Rusev was in character, and I'm sure some of these guys are just messing around on Twitter with Conor, but it just comes off so badly.
Exactly. Where's the big grandstand challenge? This is way too much of a 2016 Twitter back and forth. I need one big, even I know it's never going to happen, I need one big obnoxious Don King, old school, blustery pro wrestling style type of thing. If you're going to respond to this, make it good. Have Rusev out there, like with the tank driving up. He pops out of the tank, cuts his promo. Do something like that. Just don't sound whiny about the fact that Conor dissed you. Who cares?
This guy's angling for a WrestleMania appearance.
Sure.
Hello?
That's why you didn't diss Vince or Triple H.
My mind is boggled. And I'm sure there are more to come today.
And this is another thing, too. Talk about the realism and boxing, pro wrestling, mixed martial arts. If there are half-naked people getting sweaty on a canvas mat, Folks, all of the promotion of it is the same. Unless this is purely about sport to see which athlete is better, it's about a personality and it's about talking people from separating from their money. That's all it is, and that's all Connor is doing, and he riles you up and you pay attention to it and you get all, you know, bent out of shape about it. Well, then he just really did win, didn't he?
Just saddens me to see a man work the workers. It's supposed to be the other way around.
Brother, this business has changed.
Let me go back to what Titus said here. He was half right. Not a fan of foolish behavior on social media. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
What's yes,
Ryan. What's more likely to happen when we see Connor play Brock at WrestleMania, or will you debate Ryback on aspartame because you called him out as being...
Dude, I'll debate Ryback on aspartame. That's far more likely than Connor versus Brock at WrestleMania.
I want to hear Alex Jones against Brian on aspartame. That would be more fun.
Oh, yeah. That's a reputable source. Anything else, Ryan?
You mean Bill Hicks.
Why don't you go on YouTube and find some aspartame YouTube videos, and then you can tell me all about it.
Well, it's on the FDA site that they were banned 2 times, and also on cancer.org says it causes cancer in rats.
So, oh, yeah?
I guess that's where Ryback comes.
They've been saying that for years.
Man.
But I will say this, brother.
Let me tell you something about rats, okay? Have you ever had a rat?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, they all die with tumors.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not anti-science here. I'm just saying. Tell me your rat got a tumor after you fed it more aspartame that would be in, like, 5,000 cans of Coke in one day. It's not
Brian?
Yes.
All I'm saying is I'm not wholly against aspartame, okay? But I'm just, you know, a little less sugar in everybody's life would be a little bit better.
It ain't sugar. That's the point. It's a fake sugar with no calories in it.
Exactly. Fake. Keep it more natural. Brian, you know, you should know this from your years in wrestling.
Wait, are you advocating for sugar?
Just less sugar. You can have natural sugar. Just don't sugar down everything, people. Sweet tea has been just stop it with that.
I bet you then there's aspartame in your tea.
I don't.
Anything
I
else, Ryan?
Aspartame in the tea.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to the big debate between you and Ryback because I think that will be one of the most entertaining things.
The question should be, am I going to debate Ryback before you debate Brian Ladd? I've been waiting for that one for 2 years. I cut him off.
Brian, you can get a lot more rats with sugar than you can with aspartame. You should know that.
But what?
Never mind.
All right. So anyway, tomorrow, by the way, if you want to give us a call... Mm-hmm. I can't imagine you wouldn't after that performance by Ryan. Studio line 425-488-0525.
Talk about working the workers.
Toll free 844-411-5411 and text messages 425-780-7566. Now, tomorrow on Raw, they've announced that Daniel Bryan is going to be on the show. Now, I'm sure some of you are asking, well, why would Daniel Bryan be on the Raw show since he's the SmackDown GM?
Mm-hmm.
This doesn't sound like you're doing a very good job keeping these rosters apart.
Mm-mm.
I think the storyline, as ironic as this is that the SmackDown GM is going to Raw to try to have a powwow about how to keep the Raw guy from invading the SmackDown show and vice versa.
I like it.
You do.
Here's why. If it's Daniel Bryan, fine. I know it. Look, we should all understand what this brand extension is, which is not much until it's actually proven long term that it will be. But since we know it's not going to be much, I understand that the Brock Orton match was signed before SummerSlam, and you're going to go ahead and go through with it. That's great. That's fine. Interpromotional matches every once in a while, no problem there. But I don't want to see quote-unquote superstars that are active on the roster every week. Now, bringing Daniel Bryan over to talk about it and making this part of what is already an interpromotional storyline, I'm fine with that. But if I have to see dudes coming over to act as quote-unquote security around Daniel Bryan, and then all of a sudden they happen to be in Raw's action or vice versa or however it happens where we get a bunch of interaction with the wrestlers themselves, then, you know, it's just, it's officially laughable and officially the way that most people think this thing is ultimately going to go.
So what we're going to have is Daniel Bryan is going to go to Raw and he's going to say, Mick, will you please tell Brock not to show up on SmackDown anymore? And I'll let Randy know not to show up on Raw.
And the people chant yes.
So Mick Foley is going to go to Brock Lesnar, and he's going to say, hey, Brock, we've been buddies for a while. I know this guy made a wellness policy
exactly
joke.
Exactly the same.
I know he made a USADA joke about you. I know you don't like him and you want to kill him. But can you just hang out here on Raw for a while until SummerSlam for me? I hope that's exactly how it's scripted.
No, well, he can't do that to Brock. Can he do that with Paul first so we can get a Paul reaction face?
Sure, maybe.
Shot a little bit from below him so it really shows off that neck and everything like they like to do sometimes and make sure he's really bright red and sweaty too.
Well, we'll find out. But tomorrow, the brand extension. Has there been one week where the rosters have been separate yet? I don't think so. All right, we're going to head to a break. Back in a moment with your phone calls, emails, text messages, and more. Observer Live, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Colonel Sanders here, and let me tell you, in my day, you could get a hand-prepared meal for just $5. Well, guess what? You still can, with a two-piece original recipe KFC $5 fill-up. And in my day, meals were made hot and fresh. Well, guess what? So are KFC $5 fill-ups. And in my day, you even got a cookie and a drink. Well, guess what? KFC $5 fill-ups come with a cookie and a drink. Man, it's crazy how nothing ever changes at all, ever. KFC, Colonel Quality, guaranteed.
Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
This is Glenn Hagee, America's Master Handyman, with a Granger Tip of the Week. Many items that we depend on require batteries to operate. All batteries are not created equal. New battery technology is improving battery power and longevity. It is important to keep batteries fully charged. Only use the same size and style recommended by the manufacturer when replacing them. Be sure to insert batteries correctly to avoid any damage. And now, a word from Granger.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Granger. When you think safety, think Granger. Granger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facilities safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Granger's got your back. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Want to stay in touch with your favorite Sports Byline USA Network hosts? Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Sports Byline USA. You can also see the latest news in the world of sports, learn about upcoming contests and giveaways, plus catch up on guest info so you never miss a moment with the biggest names in every sport. Football, basketball, baseball, MMA, and more. No matter where you are in the U.S. or around the world, you can stay connected to the host and fans who love what you love. So check us out on Facebook and Twitter at Sports Byline USA.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Didn't Ryan say that the FDA and the American Cancer Association both talked about aspartame causing cancer? I could have sworn he said that.
Maybe.
FDA completed its review concerning the long-term carcinogenicity study of aspartame. Aspartame was first approved in the U.S. in 1981, one of the most widely used artificial sweeteners. When metabolized by the body, aspartame is broken down into two common amino acids and a third substance. These three substances are available in similar or greater amounts for eating common foods. It says here, FDA finds no reason to alter its previous conclusion that aspartame is safe as a general-purpose sweetener in food.
That's what they want you to believe.
American Cancer Society here. Reports claiming that aspartame causes a number of health problems, including cancer, have been around for many years. Many of these continue to circulate on the internet. Huh.
Can I just throw this out there? I mean, if we're worried about or wondering about, like, cancer rates among people with aspartame, can we look at, like, people with, like, who get diabetes from a young age who are really kind of forced, or I guess that's sugar regulated, I guess.
Yeah, it's sugar. That's real sugar.
I guess, but I mean, a lot of those people that at least I know that have gotten diabetes later in life, a lot of them use obviously aspartame products or Splenda products or whatever it is, fake sugar or fake sweeteners, agave syrup, because of the glycemic part and the sugar part of raw sugar. So, I mean, have there been targeted studies on people like that to see what the cancer rate is? Again, this has been going on since we've been kids.
There's sugar in a lot of things.
Since they started with Diet
Cookies,
Coke and things like that.
Cakes.
I actually have a little bit. I have a very mild sensitivity to aspartame, which is one of the reasons I don't use it. And it's just I tend to like sugar. That's why. But this has been something that's been going on since we've been kids. And I know it's been beaten to death, but I think there are far worse things out there to be all flustered about than aspartame at this point against raw sugar.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
Hey, this is Sean in New Jersey. Listen, all this Conor McGregor, sports entertainers going nuts talk has got me thinking. In a fight, would Corbin even have a chance against McGregor? I mean, he's got 100 extra pounds on him.
Well, I mean, if you have 100 extra pounds, there's always a chance, but...
He's supposed to be good with his hands. Now, I don't know if he's good with his hands as a football player or he's good with his hands as if he did, like, golden gloves or something like that, but I mean... You know, a lucky shot's a lucky shot. And, you know, wait, Conor McGregor not having any room against Titus O'Neil in the corner of a room, you know, I could see Titus beating him up too, but you never know.
I don't know. It's kind of crazy how all the wrestlers are getting nuts about that. I don't know. It feels weird.
Well, listen, I'm sure some of them, I mean, some of it's a gimmick, obviously, but not all of it.
That's the thing, like, not all of it.
Like, I feel like the guys that should be talking are like the people with some sort of martial arts or fight training experience. I mean, there's a ton of them on the roster. I mean, hell, we all know Sin Cara would probably, you know.
I mean, he's good with his hands.
Hey, Dolph is already challenging me. He's just got to lose weight and find a barber.
And let's remember something, though, too.
I can speak for that.
For a lot of these great wrestlers that are out there.
All right, thanks very much for the call. Go ahead.
There's a lot of great wrestlers that are out there, but like what it's like mixed martial arts in Japan, you know, the Pride era proved. Like, if you haven't, like, actively competed for a while and you go out there against somebody. Now I know, you know, 245 pound guy against 145 pound guy. And, you know, a lot goes into that, you know, as far as how much has the wrestler been training and all that stuff. But for the most part, you know, just because you were great in college, 15 years go by, it doesn't mean you're still great against a mixed martial artist either. So, you know, size differential to the side and anybody's skill set to the side. I mean, Dolph Ziggler was a hell of a wrestler in college. I mean, he really was up until the last couple of years. He was probably Kent State's most notable and winningest wrestler. And, you know, going to the Hall of Fame, they're giving him a plaque for it, I've heard. But that doesn't mean he can go out there and compete at, you know, lose 40 pounds and compete at 205. I don't think that's going to happen.
Dude, am I in a time warp? Are we really talking about who would beat who in a real fight? I haven't heard that since, like, the 90s.
Sure, why not? Oh, we haven't heard it since the 90s. Didn't we just hear it with, like, Kimbo? And then when did we have this one? We had
Who would win in a real fight?
Didn't we?
I mean, we talk about who's going to win in an actual fight. But as far as, like, professional wrestling, who would win in a real fight? I haven't heard that since literally the mid-90s.
We need to, as soon as we start interviewing everybody, you got to start asking them again, you know, hey, if wrestling or if mixed martial arts was around in your time, would you have done it?
Could you beat
Connor?
Connor in a real fight. Well, let's go to the studio line. You're on the air.
It's Ed in San Antonio.
Could you beat Connor McGregor in a real fight?
Connor McGregor, no. You, yes.
I should have known that was coming.
Well, you asked.
But, no, I didn't ask. I did not ask that question.
Real quick, though, Brian, regarding sugar and fake sugar.
Oh, God.
My mother once told me, and my mother was a nurse, a registered nurse for 40 years, once told me before I went to Vegas, don't ever drink a Diet Coke on the plane or you will have a heart attack and die.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah.
Where's Ryan when you need him? Can you make a video about that and put it on YouTube?
Ed's mom also told me that.
Yeah, but she's a nurse. But anyway, my wrestling question is, it's kind of a downer subject.
You know, if you drink, what are those Pop-Tarts?
Pop Rocks?
Pop Rocks! Do not drink Pop Rocks with caffeine or you will blow up. That's true.
No, with a soda, he killed Mikey from the Life commercial.
That's right!
That's actually not true. It's an urban legend.
Oh, but all the people that blew up on the airplanes because they had a Diet Coke, which I do on every single flight I go on. Anyway, go ahead, Ed.
Anyway, my question is kind of a downer. Earlier this week, there was an article that came out by Mia Yim regarding domestic violence in her past. And I know that a lot of wrestlers seem to date each other, and a lot of them never seem to work out. Do you think domestic violence rate would be any higher regarding wrestlers than it would be normal people? Do you think it would just be like the average of a normal person, or do you think that the rate is higher because it's kind of a violent sport, you know, traveling, a lot of stuff going on? What is your opinion? Have you ever heard of
it? Well, it's not a violent sport. It's a work. So you could ask, is the domestic violence rate higher in MMA than the average population? I don't know. But I would think it would be more likely to be higher in mixed martial arts than professional wrestling.
But yeah, well, there have been incidents in mixed martial arts, and those incidents have been very extreme, so they're actually kind of scary.
There seem to be significantly more in mixed martial arts than pro wrestling.
Okay.
I mean, does this happen with other touring companies of other kinds? I mean, I think that would be the direction. I know the obvious, and we've been talking about sport with this, and the obvious thing because of, you know, pro wrestling is to immediately think about it in athletic and in sporting terms. But I think the stress on a family, the stress on a relationship, the stress on all of that stuff, and the violence that can come with it. I mean, there are, you know, there's obviously tons of stories in wrestling. Johnny Weaver, for as much as he's, you know, revered in the Mid-Atlantic area, the stories of him and Penny Banner are horrible, and that didn't come out for years. I mean, you know, there are Mia Yim's story, there are a ton of these stories, but is it any more? I don't know. I don't know if it's really any more than anything else, but I think it's just, I don't think we should look at it in those terms. It's just too widespread and happens too much every day in every aspect of life to just look at it and try to get egghead about, does it happen more here than it happens there? It just needs to stop altogether.
Well, let's go to the toll-free line. You're on the air.
Thank you, Ryan, for coming. I'm just kidding. This is Kenny from Gallatin, Tennessee.
Yes, Kenny.
I'm trying to work the work. Anyway, you guys talk about Conor McGregor. It is true that they are trying to do something with WrestleMania. You know, obviously, since Big Show is taken, would the next logical opponent would be Titus O'Neil, considering his size and everything?
Titus O'Neil versus Conor McGregor?
I love this Titus stuff.
Well,
no!
I love it too.
There's no way they're going to waste Conor McGregor on Titus O'Neil. I can't.
Well, I just love the thought of Titus actually fist fighting Connor in, like, because, well, Titus is a good father, so I'm sure he doesn't go out for the drinking, but in an alley outside of a video game convention or something like that, I'd love to see Titus and Connor throw hands.
Kenny, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So the WWE women's roster now has a Raw and SmackDown Divas division, women's division, correct?
Correct.
And we got a lot of great women on both sides of the roster, correct?
Correct.
When they got Ronda Rousey, which of those WWE women's wrestlers did they put her in the ring with?
Ooh, that's a tough question.
Stephanie McMahon. Yes.
Yeah, but I'll tell you it would be better. Paige. It's the obvious for next time she shows up.
Well, I know, but my point is, if they bring in Conor McGregor, he's going to have a confrontation, I'm sure, with, like, Triple H.
Oh, come on. I don't want to see that. Plus, with Titus O'Neil, all you got to do is just hug Conor.
But you want to see Conor and Titus O'Neil.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, I want to thank you very much for the call. I don't know what to tell you about next year's WrestleMania, except don't buy a ticket for that match, because you ain't going to get it. Titus O'Neil. I would like to see Conor McGregor versus Jason Jordan. Actually, that would be fun.
Yes.
But it's not going
to
happen.
Talk about all these other guys. Yeah, I would love to see Jordan and Gable matched up with somebody. You know, this is where Jeff Osborne and Hook and Shoot. God, I'd love to see American Alpha against a equally matched MMA competitor team on the other side. I would love to see that.
This person says, I don't get Toriano. Why did they put him in the G1?
Comic relief. Look, every night cannot be a beating and a brawl and a circus and everything. You need to give guys a night off, even if they don't technically have a night off. And that's what Toriano provides when he is good. Look, talk about another guy who was a former amateur wrestler. I mean, he's got matches with Tanahashi. And granted, it's with Tanahashi that, you know, Tanahashi doesn't let him be lazy, and he goes out there, and they've had some really good ones. He can have good matches if he really puts his mind to it and he really puts his body into it. But for the most part, he's been able to rely on being a gimmick, and that's what he's out there to do. Does he beat Shibata in 3 seconds? Yes. Is it very sporting? No. Does this happen every year in the G1 or tournaments like this? Yes. Is it good for Shibata? Absolutely. You know why? Because he gets a night off. Let the man have a night off. This is his profession, not yours. It's not all about your 5-star rating sometimes. It's about chilling out, and that's what Yano provides more than anything. But I will give it this. When he's bad or when one of those matches fails, it can be brutal. And matches like him against Fale and things like that are always tough, but they serve a purpose.
Speaking of 5 stars, this person says, I think Okada versus Ishii was a match of the year candidate, but my question to you is, how would you rate it? Would you and or Mike give it 5 stars? Well, I think tonight I'm going to make Vinny watch it before the Brian and Vinny show. And so I will watch it a second time. And then I will reveal to the world tonight if I'm going to give it 5 stars.
Snowflakes. Sure. If you want to call it, you know, for what it is, because you can have a 5-star match that only goes to, I saw Devitt in Milano Collection AT have a match that was basically perfect. And if you're going to have a sub 10-minute sprint match, it was perfect. I've seen Dragon Gate 8-mans or 6-mans that are 5-star matches. I've seen Flair and Steamboat have them. You can have a lot of different kinds of 5-star matches, and if you take everything that we talked about into this match into account, and you have the emotional attachment to New Japan or either one of those guys or to pro wrestling, I could absolutely see you say, this is a classic for what they were trying to pull off. That was as good as you can get. So I think we overrate those things sometimes. I think we can just say it's excellent and it's a must-see match, and that should put it, give it enough snowflakes it needs to be seen.
Person says, haters might hate, but Toriano is great. He's the Jimmy Valiant of New Japan.
Well,
I don't know about that. Bush. And also, Blue Agave, best sweetener all time, all my life, and natural. Back in a moment, Observer Live, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network.
Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, 2 self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. Geico has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE, 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy price. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here with the final segment of today's show. There is a lot of stuff coming up over the next couple of weeks, including SummerSlam. Don't forget the Raw. Daniel Bryan will be invading to have a conversation with Mick Foley, likely about this whole Randy Orton Brock Lesnar deal. Can't have guys invading other shows, Bryan is going to say as he invades Raw. So that's coming up tomorrow. And, of course, we are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Saturdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. There is a daily replay every day except Sunday at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern. And we have a Monday morning replay, I believe it's 7 a.m. Pacific, 10 a.m. Eastern, which you can check out as well on Sports Byline USA. The entire lineup for all of these Sports Byline shows, including this one, is up at sportsbyline.com. You can listen to us through TuneIn Radio or however you're listening to us right now. Links are available at sportsbyline.com and wrestlingobserver.com. I am at Brian Alvarez on Twitter. Mike is at Semper Vivi. Sports Byline is at Sports Byline USA. And of course, for the latest news, you can always head to wrestlingobserver.com. As well as exclusive members-only shows, commercial-free downloads of this show, a bunch of other bonus content as well, Observer newsletters, and so much more. So check it out, everybody. And we'll be back tomorrow with more. Thanks, Mike, as always. All the folks at Byline, callers, listeners, Aspartame. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.